What's happening? Hour number three, J-Mart and Ramon. 104.5 The Zone. Lifted up by All Four Seasons Garage Doors in Nashville. AllFourSeasonsGarages.com. Go there to learn more. A lot of cool things you can do with garages now. They will help you set up your outdoor living space where you don't need a door. You can have like a big glass garage door you can open. You can see the kids in the backyard. I saw an All Four Seasons ad on TV a few days ago, and it just looked like some really cool stuff. We're definitely going to be using them again when we move to try and do some new stuff. But right now, I've got a LiftMaster that is handling my garage duties, and it is awesome, and you should get the exact same one. So we could just say, look, Ramon Foster apparently is going on the afternoon show, going on 3HL this afternoon. Haven't been on our show all week. He's going to go guest on that before appearing on Friday. That's a bleep you Aaron Rodgers right there. But
you
it's
stupid
time.
Stupid idiot.
615-737-1045 to gripe. It is time, of course, for bleep you Aaron Rodgers.
You, Aaron Rodgers. You, Aaron Rodgers.
When your baby keeps you up all night. When you bust a tire by hitting a pothole. When you're not completely comfortable with your starting quarterback.
Nice.
All there's left to say is...
You, Aaron Rodgers.
On J-Mart and Ramon.
Bleep you, Aaron Rodgers, is your opportunity to gripe so that all of Nashville and all of the app listeners around the world can hear you and sympathize or maybe even empathize with you if they haven't been in the situation. It's 615-737-1045. We've already got three on the line. Schaefer usually goes on some kind of rant, has things written down. He goes off on a fairly regular basis.
Oh, I never have anything written down.
Well, I don't mean scripted.
Yeah.
But you know where you're going.
Actually, my list today is probably... going to be making fun of whatever you say today.
So, you knew that was happening from the start of the show. You knew that was
Should
happening.
Should we allow Kayla to go first?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, fit ladies first?
Absolutely.
Okay. So you guys know I just went on a trip. So that means I had to get on a plane. Well, it doesn't always mean you have to get on a plane, but I did because I had to go back to the West Coast. And anytime I get on a plane now, I already have high anxiety. And that's not because of flying. It's because to fly now is a pain in the butt.
Talking about TSA.
Yeah. Talking about masks, just
all
everything.
Of that.
Mm-hmm. Talking about waiting in line just to check in. Even if you already pre-checked, you have to wait in line to drop your bag now. That's how bad it is.
That's terrible.
And then just getting on a flight nowadays, they just like they give you one thing of crackers, a half a cup of water.
Did you say crackers or are you getting pretzels?
Well, some of the airlines give you crackers. Mm. There's like a Cheez-It mix on Southwest, I think.
Okay.
So they don't do the pretzels.
Okay.
To my recollection.
Still getting the little blue bags with the heart on them. That
some
you
of
eat them
have,
half the time feels like they're 7 or 8 years old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so I actually, for the first time, took Spirit Airlines. I know a lot of you out there are not going to have good things to say when I mention this one. But it was the only flight that I could get out that was somewhat decent price. Now, when you add all the bags and everything, that's a whole different story. But I was making sure to keep all that very light with my packing. So, to tell you the truth, the whole experience was pretty good for being Spirit Airlines. From what I've heard, it's been a nightmare for people. However, this is something that I continue to see on a lot of flights, and it's gotten worse. So, when you're getting off the plane and you're deboarding, people get up. They want to get up. They want to get off the flight. Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand that. But now it's to the point where people get up that are in back of you and you're not even close to moving yet. And people in front of you, half of them are still sitting, half of them are getting up, and you're just waiting because I'm not getting out of my seat and having my forehead on the top of the plane until I have to.
Right.
So on this flight that got off in Vegas, which was the changing of planes for me, this couple behind me was already up and at him before anybody even jumped up in front of me. And I'm thinking, okay, they just want to stretch. I'm fine with that, whatever. So we're all waiting. It took forever to get off the plane. And I'm still sitting down. The guy next to me sitting down. And it's our time to get up and grab our luggage. And these people just, as I'm grabbing my luggage, dart through me.
Michael Scott trying to get out of the office during the
exactly,
fire drill.
Exactly. They're in back of me. And they dart through me. While I'm trying to get my bag, which is not light. And I'm not a big person, mm-hmm. so it takes a little bit of extra energy. To,
mm-hmm.
Where has people's manners gone?
Mm.
Because it was always a little bit of an issue, but like to the point where you're running over people to get in front of you.
Everybody
you
understands
can't wait 1 minute.
Etiquette.
Get
it's
out.
Whoever's in front. It gets back to
yeah.
you.
And again, I have no problem if you stand up. That's not my preference. But don't dart through someone who is in front of you and trying to get their back.
So did you take a shoulder?
Yeah, I darted off.
No, I mean, did you take a shoulder or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
From
I mean, there
people?
Was no way because they were right there. I mean, I'm bony, too. Like, my elbow is bony, and that hit somebody. Because
well,
I was getting my back.
Well, good. I mean, you know hockey.
Yeah.
You can take somebody out.
I could. Hey, try to knock a tooth out of me.
In hockey, it's called sharp elbows.
Sharp elbows.
I don't know that I've seen somebody really blow past that wasn't in front of me in an airplane before.
Well, if that happened.
Wow. Did you have a comment or just let it happen?
No, because I wasn't going to go there.
Anybody else have a comment? Did they blow past a bunch of other people that you didn't see?
No, because the people in front of me were already leaving the plane,
okay.
right?
Okay.
So it was just,
where
I don't know if
plane?
I was targeted. Just actually a few rows back. There was like first class and then I was a few
so
rows
was
back.
Ramon section and then.
I see what you did there. And the whole time I'm like, I wish I had a mimosa.
When's that not something that is thought?
Oh,
I'm not even talking about
yeah.
just you. I'm talking about everybody.
No, and I take that back. Sorry. Spirit doesn't have that. So that was, yeah, that was not on Spirit, but I was just a few lines back in the Spirit. Delta has first class still.
Spirit, I don't know if I've ever flown Spirit. I've flown Frontier and
yeah,
it wasn't good either.
You don't hear good things about it. And I got lucky that at least the plane ride until that moment was good.
Well, prices for flights apparently are out of
not
control.
Not worth it.
Absolutely out of control right now.
Yep.
So don't shoulder block or try to blow past Kayla Anderson or other human beings.
It's
else while you'll hear this.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Schaefer?
Kyrie Irving.
Mm.
I mean, I could have just, you could have just said that because I almost wrote that name down and said the exact same thing.
I'm going to try to see from the screen over here that I can't see real well. Normal people keep the world going, but those who dare to be different.
Forgot about that quote.
Lead us into tomorrow. I've made my decision to opt in. See you in the fall.
Bull crap.
And that A11 thing, whatever that is. Hey, Kyrie, you opted in because you had no leverage. You told everyone in the league, hey, come and get me. I'll play for your team. No, because nobody wants to deal with your ratchet.
One team did. One. The Lakers.
But yet it didn't happen.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Kyrie, you're saying, I dare to be different. I'm great. I'm leading us forward. Yeah, you know what you took? $37.5 million.
What did I say about Kyrie Irving, Shafe? I said, man, I don't care. Like, I know he's top five talent in the league, right? I don't care how gorgeous she is. I don't care how hot she is. If she's got an STD, you're still not taking her home.
Kyrie, you are a phenomenal basketball player. And what you did in the finals for Cleveland will always go down in history. You're really good. You're one of the top players in the league. But to make this just pretentious, preposterous statement where you're trying to act like you're above it all. No, you're not above it all. You're in the with everybody mm-hmm. else because you're full of it. Kyrie, come on, man. You're trying to project this. I'm present and in the moment and this, that, and the other thing. You went and made sure you got paid. Just go out and say that you got paid. You didn't have the leverage that you wanted and that you really wanted to be out in L.A. So, Kyrie, for I don't know how many times we've had to do this with you.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
It won't be the last.
No.
I can promise you that. Just top five, but I don't want him anywhere near my basketball team.
Nope.
Nowhere near my basketball team. Even if he would make them better. The chemistry, where has he gone that he's made situations better when LeBron James hasn't been there already? Ever.
Nowhere.
Nowhere. He destroyed the Celtics in the short term. They hated him. The city hates him. He goes to Brooklyn, lures Kevin Durant away from where he thought he was going to go to the Knicks. Yeah, I'm going to play with my best friend. Now, that's worked out phenomenally well for you.
I heard David Aldridge say this on Tony Kornheiser's podcast yesterday. He said that Kyrie likes to be a contrarian. Then David went on to say, a lot of contrarians end up living under bridges. This one signed a deal for $37.5 million. Stop.
I agree. Cousin Andrew, Cousin Hightower, Eric in Nashville will lead us off when we come back. 615-737-1045. That's the telephone number to call in, get in the line to gripe. Give us your bleep, you Aaron Rodgers. I haven't even talked yet. I may not talk.
It's been pretty great.
I'll get to you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's easy sometimes. Yeah. We'll come back. It's Jay Martin on 104.5 The Zone.
Searching HVAC near here.
Right here, ma'am. How can we help?
Wow. Nobody local? Huh.
Wait, what? We are an HVAC company literally in your neighborhood. Why is she not seeing us?
Just all the big chains. Well, it is what it is.
What in the... Can you not see us?
Nope, they can't see you. Because you're buried deep in the list of local HVAC providers. You are invisible online. Introducing Cumulus Boost. Get a boost, get found, get on the map. Learn more at cumulusboost.com.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
I'm just a change in my pocket. It wasn't enough. I'm like,
you, Aaron Rodgers.
When your baby keeps you up all night. When you bust a tire by hitting a pothole. When you're not completely comfortable with your starting quarterback.
Nice.
All there's left to say is...
you, Aaron Rodgers.
On J-Mart and Ramon.
That's what we do on Thursdays in the third hour of the show. Cousin Andrew just said something in the chat I don't think is appropriate to say on the radio. Some people are going to laugh at it because it's a pretty good line, but my gosh. Andrew's feeling it today.
He is. He's all up in that.
This might be the most violent day I've ever seen from him. And that dude has been, you know, he's fought in the military. Yep. I'm not sure he's ever been as violent as he is this morning.
If you read that comment, he truly is all up in that.
No, I'm not reading the comment.
I'm not wrong.
It was all about the like button. If you're watching the chat,
thumb.
A lot of them care if you hit the like button. I guess it helps in the algorithm.
No, it's good. You got to tell that algorithm, hey, this is what people need to see.
I do TV.
You can algoric my backside.
Ah. Turn that light on, J-Mark.
Ah. Speaking of Andrew, I'm going to get to him before I even talk. Again, I'm going to see if I can get through this without even talking, even with my list. Cousin Andrew in Portland, what's going on, brother? Good morning.
Good morning, Schaefer. Well done. Great minds think alike there. So, first of all, Kayla, I'm going to give you a little bit of information. Not a bleep you, Aaron Rodgers. You're safe this morning. Socks and slides. If somebody's wearing socks and slides, there's probably a reason. I'm currently wearing socks and Crocs. Look, athletes, military members, people like that, you don't want to see our Shrek-like feet. If you don't like Shrek, you ain't going to like what you're going to see.
Slides.
So, there is a reason. It's not just a fashion statement because obviously it's not fashionable.
Sure.
Normally people wear them like that for a reason. Now, on to my rants this morning. First of all, as I mentioned yesterday morning, and I just completely took a shot in the dark, I had no inside information, but Freddie Freeman's agent, because it seems like he didn't give him the offer that the Braves sent. So that guy gets one real quick, Schaefer.
Mm-hmm.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Thank you. Secondly, to the more personal ones, Amazon, UPS,
oh boy.
USPS, FedEx, and whoever else decides to deliver out here in the sticks, let me tell you something. My front yard is not a turnaround for your frickin' vehicle.
Oh boy.
I have seen so many times where people are turning around in my front yard. Oof. To the point where we actually had an extension made on our driveway to include a turnaround point behind our house. And what do? They still put their tire marks in the front yard. Look, I get it. We're in a drought. The grass is dead. It ain't pretty. I do not care. If you have a reverse on your vehicle, back your hind end in my driveway or back your tail end out of my driveway. Stop using my front yard. Schaefer, can you hit them with one?
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Lastly, this one just kind of triggered on the break. The words goat, king, queen, all these words and phrases to suggest that this person is the greatest of all time at whatever they're doing. Can we stop throwing it around? We are throwing these names around so loosely that they have lost their freaking meaning. So on the way out, Jason, I wish you would have went in front of me because I'm sure you are going to say something that I want to bleep you for. So just for fun, bleep you, Jason Martin. Bleep you, Jason Martin.
All love, Andrew. All love. By the way, there is one queen
T
where we are not stepping over the line to suggest it, and that is Teresa Walker. And I would bet you if you were still on the line, you would agree with that statement.
Yes.
615-737-1045. So if you're pulling somebody's yard to turn around, no.
Like, what is that?
Driveway, gravel, something like that, we can have the talk. But if you're in my grass turning around and I'm not related to you, like, yeah we'll turn around in my in-law's yard because they said, yeah, go ahead and do it or whatever. It, yeah. But if you're some stranger and you're just pulling up in the front lawn, like, nah.
Nope.
No. Not at all. Zach Bunch just said Mr. Schaefer is the GOAT. See, now we're throwing around too loosely.
Schaefer is smiling back there. There he is.
Hit the drop.
Okay. The best producer.
There it is.
Oh. Best producer in the world.
I just wanted to set it up for you to say it. John of the Borough, Cousin Hightower. Eric, we'll get to you here in 1 second. Actually, no. Cousin Hightower. What's up, Hightower?
Hey, what's up? Let me get out of the shop real quick. We've got a song going.
All good.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yeah, we got
you. Okay. All right, I got two of them.
All right.
First one. People who mow your yard and blow the grass in the road.
Oh, God.
Stop doing it. It's dangerous to people on motorcycles, especially after a rain. I know we're in a drought. But listen, blow your grass back in your yard. It's dangerous. That's the first one. Second one. Last Friday, going through a funeral procession. I was the last car in the funeral procession. Don't drive when you're going through a funeral procession. You don't know who's in that coffin, up in the head or the hearse. Sorry. This woman was an Air Force lady. Mm-hmm. She did telecommunications. And people were driving through it. That's disrespectful. If you have a funeral, you stop your car and you wait patiently until the last car goes by you. That's all I got.
Yeah, look, you would get the sounder, but Schaefer's taking some calls right now. 615-737-1045 to gripe. To that point, it's never more important in terms of it's not about you in that moment than when someone's passed away and there's a funeral procession. Like,
you can wait an extra couple minutes.
Nah. Like, yeah, it might be a little frustrating because you need to get to something or whatever. I promise it's not as frustrating as what those people are going through in that moment. It's the same thing with like ambulances.
Sure.
Stop the car.
Yeah.
Pull over a little bit and just cool out. Or a fire. Like, do you want your house to burn down because people wouldn't move and the fire truck didn't get there in time? I would say the answer to that is no. If you wouldn't want it for you, why would you want it for somebody else?
Courtesy. So, common courtesy.
Courtesy is a lost art in this universe. Eric in Nashville. Eric, what's going on, brother?
Hey, guys, I've got a couple, but one quick thing, J-Mart, I think you'd appreciate it. I saw this a little while ago. Did you see the story where the Stanley Cup was delivered to the wrong house?
Also, that's how it got to Taylor Lewan's house.
Hey! Yeah, right?
No. I'm not making it up. I saw a little while ago it was supposed to go to the captain of the Colorado Avalanche's house, but it went to a similar address in the gated community, and the people's house went to, they uncredited and took pictures on it, so they posted
that's
it,
hilarious.
And they showed the story. So, yeah, I just figured you'd get a kick out of that. So here's my two guys. My first one goes to a pub owner, you may have heard this story, named King Kai in Australia. He built a pub around the moat. One of the things he decided he wanted to do was to get a crocodile. I don't know if he bought more than one, but he had one particular one that he named Casey. And he's had issues with the crocodile before. A few years ago, it ate his dog.
Okay.
So recently, and they've shown the video of it, where apparently the crocodiles had problems harassing his customers. So he goes into his pub, gets a frying pan, and is hitting the crocodile on the head with the frying pan to chase it back into the water. I mean, what do you expect if you're going to do that? I mean, so you get one for doing that. That's just such a dumb story.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
Here's the second one, guys. And again, I hope I get through this story with a straight face. There's a woman by the name of Erica LeBray. She's known for posting and documenting stuff on TikTok. And, guys, I'm not making this up. She is known for, get ready for this, being in love with inanimate objects.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
And there's a report that she actually married the Eiffel Tower. I don't know if it's posted on video or whatever, but that's known and documented, guys. She also is known for being in love with especially fences. red wooden fences because they turn her on. I mean, they just get her aroused. She loves them because of their geometrical shape. Guys, you cannot make this stuff up. Guys, if I don't talk to y'all again, y'all have a great 4th of July. Everybody else does, too. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Eric.
Thank you, Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, the fences are wood.
My favorite thing about Eric is Eric treats this segment so seriously because he goes and he finds news stories.
Yeah, he does research.
And tells us things we don't know.
Yeah, because I had no idea about
that. I did not know that story at all.
No.
I've seen the woman that, I don't know if she, I think she's an OnlyFans contributor.
I would bet she's an OnlyFans person.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
That's selling, she's taking her breast implants out. She's selling them for
wonderful.
10 grand.
Oh.
What do you do with those?
If you were to buy them,
what? You know you're not getting the breasts or the woman. Like, you're just getting implants. What are you going to do? I heard somebody joking earlier this morning. It was just like, what do you do? It's like, put those on your mantle above your fireplace? Like, what do you do with implants?
Well, who has $10,000 to spend on that?
I don't know. I'll ask Ramon tomorrow.
He just buys another bottle for his bar.
That's right. Maybe you'd use that to, I don't know, like cork up a bottle of wine or something. I don't know how silicone works. Yeah, giant bottle of wine. Jonathan and Smyrna. Jonathan, what's up?
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Good, man.
Hey,
how are
Jonathan.
You?
I'm doing good. Thank you. So I called you 2 weeks ago because I'm a delivery driver about people telling me to keep it cool.
Yeah. They
are. But I called last week. I tried to get in last week, but y'all got to talking to Lucas. I had to get into work. But I got one for you today. So, as a delivery driver, I am told when I get to people's houses, even if your dog is running around, I am not to get out of my van. Ooh. I don't care how many times you tell me Lassie, Cujo, who Old Yeller is friendly, I'm not getting out my van. If you want your package, you can come out there and get that package, or you can come get that dog. Either way it goes, I'm not getting out that van until you get that dog. So to those people that think that their dog is just friendly to everybody, Schaefer, go ahead and give it to him.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Jonathan.
Y'all have a good rest.
Yeah, man, you too, brother. I like delivery stories every Thursday from Jonathan. Oh, John in the Borough. I thought you were about to talk because you raised one finger and you meant line one. John, what's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, man.
Hey, this goes out to the guy that just called and complained about USPS and UPS and all them turning around in his yard. How about just going out and buying stuff? Quit ordering stuff. This is coming from a delivery driver. We don't want to come to your house.
Well, here's that's interesting. John coming strong. I don't think Andrew ordered anything. I think his argument was people are using it to turn around because there's not other places to turn around.
Right.
I think that's like, I don't think he's ordering stuff
he's
and
not
then
talking
being
about like, yeah,
if I order something from you, you can do whatever you got to do. Mm-hmm. That's I think he was saying other people are doing it. They're using his yard to turn around in, even though he's not part of it.
Yeah.
That
he doesn't have a problem with delivery people or delivery service. It's the fact that people are using his driveway to turn around when he hasn't used the service at all.
Right. It's like Casey doesn't own cats, but there are 30 of them that use his driveway like a litter box.
Oof.
Duffer makes a good point on Twitch on the chat. Says delivery driver, you wouldn't have a job if people stopped ordering things.
Mm. This got violent.
That's an interesting point.
All right, everybody. All right, let's all calm down. It's hot outside.
My goodness.
The weather has sucked. AJ Brown's still an Eagle. Just everybody calm down a little bit.
Yeah, man. Fences are made of wood.
Not geometric shape.
Yeah, that's right. 615-737-1045 is the telephone number. Let's go to Chris in Nashville. Chris, what's up?
Yeah, man. Mine is, I work at a gym, and the one thing I hate is when people call you and say, are you open? No, I'm just sitting here in the building for no reason. So everybody that calls me and says, are you open? Let them have it.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Are you open, guy? Like, pretty much once the phone gets answered, you can just hang up.
Just hang up the phone. Yeah.
I like that one because it's very practical.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been guilty of it. Michael, I was just checking to see if you guys were open. Have a good day.
Michael on the chat, that midweek motivation from yesterday is a lifetime ago.
Boy.
Ooh.
So I have several, But 615-737-1045, we can take your gripes throughout the end of the hour. I think everybody can agree with this unless you actually do this for a living. When I'm sitting in traffic on weekends on interstates for hours because there's road work that has stuff down to one lane, I get that you don't want to do it on work day because then people are going to be late for work. Weekends, usually it's more leisure activity and all this, but I'm sitting in a car for 2 hours to drive a mile. And the problem isn't that the road is shut down because there's never going to be a great time to shut down 4 of 6 lanes of a highway or something like that. But when I don't see a single daggone worker or piece of equipment or anything, it's just, it's the barrels, the orange and white barrels and the cones and the electronic sign pointing me into a lane, but no one's working. And then it shut down every weekend for a year. We were coming back from Louisville like a couple of weeks ago, 10 miles outside of Louisville. All of a sudden, I-65 becomes one lane for 2 miles, and it took over 2 hours, and there was no one working.
You've got to be kidding
me. 2 miles, 2 hours in insane heat, as we all know. If you've got a bunch of workers out there, they're doing stuff, and you're like, I get that. And I know you can't work at all times, but in a 2 hour span, I need to see somebody with a hard hat on. Somebody, anybody, show, hold a jackhammer,
pose,
drive
like
a
you're
steamroller, something. Even just hold. If you're sitting there eating a sandwich, but you're wearing a hard hat, I'll take that as a lunch break. Yeah. But, dude, if you're shutting down the interstate, you guys need to be efficient about this. The pandemic helped 440 because it was a disaster prior to that point, and it looked like how in the world are they going to fix this as many people as are using it as a regular basis. But there's still construction at Trinity Lane over on 87. There's still construction. And the reason why is because I never see anybody actually doing anything. Yeah. So that drives me absolutely insane, Shafe. You
Shut
can
up,
hit it.
Babel.
Yeah, there, that's perfect. That's it. Rename the segment.
Shut up, Babel. Shut up, Babel.
The first one, that was recorded. The other one was live. That's right. You got that one totally live. Live golf excuses. Brooks Koepka.
Oh, you're...
Patrick Reed, the schedule and all this. Dude, I get it. Like, I understand. Lighter schedule is better, but why is the lighter schedule a better thing? Because they're paying you more for the lighter schedule.
Bingo.
All I need you to say is, do you see what they offered me?
Go and take the money.
That's why I went. That's all I need. Like,
getting paid.
We already know.
Just say it.
Yeah, just tell us what's going on. Like, you're revealing in the moment when you explain it that way that you're not really sure you should be there. And you don't want to admit that it is for that reason because there's other things that go with LIV Golf that cause problems that aren't the fact that they are competition to the PGA Tour. I like a lot of these guys and some of the guys that have gone to LIV. But if you tell me it's just about schedule and load management when they're paying you 9 figures just to play in 8 tournaments, come on, Shafe.
You, Aaron Rodgers.
We're not doing this. Carl in the borough. Carl, what's going on?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing today?
Doing good, man.
Hey, Carl.
Hey. So, okay. I drive from Murfreesboro to Bellevue every day.
Okay.
So, you drive 24-440, right?
That's horrible.
When I drive, it's like, I'll go ahead and say, okay, I'm going to need this exit here so I'm going to get in the right lane. I had this local yesterday coming in the heart. I'm ready to go on a long 10-hour day, like 8 o'clock at night, going to Murfreesboro, and this dude cuts over from the far left lane, cuts me off, 4 lanes over to try this exit. I almost missed my exit because of the dude. Can you hit him more on those, Shaver?
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
24-440 is death.
Yeah, that's
hard pass. Hard pass.
Yeah.
So the one that I said, am I going to save this for 8? I haven't done. Actually, either one of them, because the one that I was sort of ranting about last night while walking through Belk with my wife, we didn't get to that one either. So I've got two more, and we've got calls. 615-737-1045, your chance to gripe. Remember, Coach Mack will join us in the fourth hour. We got nothing but time, baby, as Master P said, and gone in 60 seconds. That'll be the most obscure reference you hear all day. It's Jay Martin Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. J Mart and Ramon, 104.5 The Zone. Kayla Anderson, News 2 is in. For the big guy, Schaefer is here.
Do you know this one? Ooh, na 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 na. I'm gonna make him say, oh, I'm gonna make him say.
I just don't want to break it. I want you to do as much of it as you can so that we have all the audio.
Don't get me started.
That's what she said.
You got any of the verses?
It's too, like, fast. The song, the rap's too fast. So I never really collected all the words. I'll probably make up my own.
Let's do it. I'm here for that,
you probably
too.
Don't. It's probably not, it's not appropriate.
Oh, this instrumental's 5 minutes long. We can go.
I want to hear, like, Spokane. I want to hear, like, Spokane mic
dropping.
They
call it Spokompton. You know that, right?
Spokompton?
Yeah,
I did not know that. I've been to Spokane once, and I did not get a 100%. Compton vibe.
100%. Yep. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Nothing more.
And I can say that not just the people that live there said that, because Ian Kinsler, former MLB player, mm-hmm. played rookie, I think, short season ball in Spokane. And when I interviewed him years down the road with Detroit, when they were visiting the Arizona Diamondbacks, I straight up asked him about his time in Spokane, which he loved, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing he said, oh, Spokompton?
Oh, wow.
I said, I'm here for it. There you go. Boom.
Michael Burchett. In Seattle, they just call Spokane, Spokane. When Spokane one time, man, at first, I think of two things. When I think of just, you know, real hard areas, I think of Compton, you know, think of Harlem. Think of
it's kind of a joke we have, you know.
And then there's nothing more rugged than Gonzaga.
Well, that's what all people think about when they think of Spokane now. But you got to realize that wasn't always Spokane. Now that is Spokane. Mm-hmm. Gonzaga has put Spokane on a national map. And actually, people know how to pronounce it now. They don't call it Spokane.
Yeah, but Spokane is probably what it should be called.
No.
Because it's cocaine.
No.
Get the Spokane
harder than that.
In Spokompton.
Yeah. But that's the thing. Maybe it's changed.
I haven't lived there in a long time. I guarantee you some of the dope boys in Spokompton have sold Spokane as Spokane.
Yes,
I guarantee you that is a thing that has happened.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm not even making light of it. As whoever the teacher was on South Park said, drugs are bad. I get it.
Drugs are bad.
But I'm telling you, Spokane has been sold in that town as Spokane, labeled as such. And if not, all the doughboys should be fired. They should all be Marlowed. Because that's just way too easy. Like, I know we talk for a living and we understand words, but come on, man. Like, you got to get that thing right now. Speaking of getting things right. Last night I was supposed to screen Thor, Love, and Thunder.
Screen?
Screen. Okay. Press screening, media screen.
Yeah.
And we get there. Not going to tell you the theater. Not going to call anybody out directly. Mm. They've rescheduled it for tonight. And they're giving away free concessions. That tells you this did not go well. This will never happen.
Yeah, don't call them out because stuff
I'm not
does
calling
happen.
Them out. Yeah. I understand things happen, but you'll understand why I'm doing this. It's not because something went wrong.
Okay.
They sent the wrong version of the movie. The company sent the wrong version of the movie. They sent a version that would have blown up the projector had they tried to run it.
That's what I don't quite understand.
I don't either.
Oh, wow.
They said it was a laser version that would have wrecked their system. So to get the right version, it would have taken 2 hours to upload, so they had to cancel it. I don't understand either. I worked as a projectionist, both in reel-to-reel and platter forms. Now both of those are outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Most screenings, like when you go to a press screening now, you'll see a Windows screen when you walk in there, and then they'll double-click, and all of a sudden the movie comes up. I don't know why it happened. Here's why I'm mentioning it. Not because, look, one of my critic friends came from Bowling Green with his son, so he's driven an hour and a half to the screening to find out it's not there. Stuff happens. I get it. What I don't get is if you're the manager of said theater, come down and talk to adults and tell them what's going on instead of sending 16-year-old kids to deliver a bunch of messages to adults and putting them in a really bad spot.
Yeah. You're sacrificing those kids in that situation.
Yep.
And they're not to blame.
No.
They don't know what's going on. Mm-hmm. You're just like, hey, just keep on stalling. It's like, dude, we're adults. Like, just come down, manager, and just say, hey, we got this issue going on, all this. Everything is being piecemealed out because they keep sending part-time kids down the manager to do this.
Needs
come
to
on,
come
man.
Down to talk about.
Yeah. And it's really, it's not their fault.
Not at all.
Right?
Not at all. They're there to pop the corn or whatever it is that they're there to do. They're just trying to make a living. Manager, like, nobody's going to flip out on you. Mm-hmm. You didn't do anything wrong here.
Well, and it's a press screening. So, I mean.
Some of those people are problems. Well, some of them not me.
But my point is that it's a professional setting.
Yeah, so, right.
I mean, they're going to be somewhat reasonable.
So again, look, tonight they're doing the screening and they're giving away complimentary concessions to overcome it. That's great. I don't know what just happened that I missed.
I know
something's happened.
He's like, what?
What did just happen?
Nothing.
Oh, come on. What'd you say in her ear, Shafe?
Sweet nothings.
Okay.
We'll tell you.
I would just suggest probably that I would have freaked out or
no,
something like
no,
that.
No, not you.
It actually was not about you. Yeah. It was about someone in the media who we think would freak out.
I might even be able to figure that one out.
All right, but let's not.
No. No, but anyway, like I said, they're going to redo the screening. If you're an adult, don't send kids to do your dirty work. So bleep you on that for sure. You can hit them with
Aaron Rodgers.
And then finally, there's this. A topic we can actually talk about is the top 10 jerseys that were released yesterday. And we're going to do this. We can do this at the top of the hour. They were released, and it'll be interesting. Some of you will be intrigued by some of the names that are on this list and some that are not. It's not top 10 Titans jerseys, by the way. And right, exactly. Fanatics has this big, I mean, they have everything now. They've got NHL, MLB, NBA. They've got pretty much the whole kit and caboodle at this point. The guy that owns Fanatics just sold his stake in some pro sports team because his business has grown so big.
Dang.
It's the guy that was the owner of the Sixers.
Yeah, that's right. They suck. Fanatics sucks. And the reason why is because the number one guy on that list is Russell Wilson. Number one guy on the jersey list. Because, of course, right? He changes teams. He's probably a Hall of Famer. He's somebody all Broncos fans, just like me, are excited about. I don't own a Russell Wilson jersey. Mm-hmm. The reason why is because they haven't released one yet. They've released a screen-printed version of it that's now number one in the NFL in jersey sales. No authentics. Nothing. Nothing stitched. Nothing like that at all. And I would say, look, if it's $1,000 to $100, okay, the screen printing is one thing. But when the screen print is $119 and the official authentic is $149, I'm always going to get the authentic.
Yeah.
The reason I don't own one is because they haven't released one yet. So it's number one. The only Broncos real authentic vapor Nike jerseys that exist are Justin Simmons, Patrick Surtain, and Drew freaking Locke. And that's for over a year.
Kayla was did a spit take.
Friggin' Drew Lock.
Drew Lock.
They've reduced it to 59, and they still can't sell them.
Not really an athlete.
What are we doing? You don't think if you make the authentics, they're going to sell? Like, that is just the dumbest thing. There's a lot of teams that have this. This isn't just a Broncos thing, but if Russell Wilson's your number one jersey seller in the garbage version.
Yeah.
Then imagine what you would be doing if you were selling the real one in two or three different colors. But yeah, I can get a Drew Lock. The only way I can get a Russell Wilson authentic Fanatics is to buy the Drew Lock since he's doing the same number, since Russell Wilson's going to wear three also, and then get a homemade Russell Wilson nameplate to put over Lock so I can have a jersey that's actually respectable by the time football season comes around. And you're the only people I can go. If I go to NFL shop, that's through Fanatics. If I go through the Denver Broncos shop or the Tennessee Titans pro shop, you know where all that's coming from? From freaking Fanatics. And all I can get is Drew freaking Lock for over a year. It's June the 30th. Russell Wilson signed like 4 months ago. It feels like it's 12 years ago. I can't get something with stitching on it in 2022. Fanatics gets all of the smoke.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
So I've got one that I want to add to Bleep You, Aaron Rodgers. It is for Jason Caillou Martin.
I want a Russell Wilson jersey. I haven't had it yet. Why don't they have it available? I don't care that there's supply shortages and labor issues. I want my Stitch jersey. I want it right now for a team that everybody listens to this show hates and hates me that I'm a Denver Broncos fan. But I want my Russell Wilson thing right now because it's a first world problem. And I'm going to act like Caillou and just cry and complain about it because that.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
I was trying to find music to play on my phone into the microphone to try and tune you out, and I couldn't get to it in time.
I just would have turned your mic off.
You knew one person had to come at you today, and if it was going to be anyone.
Zach Bunch did say cheaply made crap, and Andrew said Fnatic sucks.
Well, you got some people.
What's funny about it is Schaefer understands exactly what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Decided to still try one. And look, it was good stuff. That was solid work by you, Schaefer. Mm-hmm. I've got one too. My producer.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival. Featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.